It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition. Here at the Big 550 KTRS. Phone lines are open now for the Harris Challenge. If you haven't played this year, you can call us now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. Great story about this song, Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers. Geico is using it in a commercial now. It's a new ad for motorcycle insurance. The spot is called Money Man. It features a rider seemingly made of money cruising along on a tree-lined street with dollar bills floating off behind him. I guess the idea is you save so much money with Geico that the money is literally falling off of him. But it's for motorcycle insurance, and he's using the Allman Brothers Band. Dwayne Allman and Barry Oakley, two members of the Allman Brothers Band, both died in motorcycle accidents.
Oh.
By the way, at the exact same place in Georgia.
Wow.
You'd think somebody would have said somewhere in some meeting, perhaps not the right group to be using for the motorcycle insurance, you know.
Or whoever's managing that estate should be a little more aware of what they're
They may not have gone to the Allman's estate. They may have gone to some music licensing company that they had no idea.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that Greg Allman didn't have to give personal permission for this. But if he sees the spot, you could understand why he might be a little bit upset. It's like you have some guy who set himself on fire and you use him for the fire insurance commercial.
Greg Allman's probably too stoned to even realize what's going on.
Oh, no. He's been sober for over 10 minutes.
Has he? Wow.
Let's go to the phones here. And first contestant for the Harris Challenge today is you, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, this is everybody. I get happy Good Friday, and it's good to hear you at least once a week. So
thank you.
It.
I appreciate that very much. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. I got a note earlier today from the programmers that they're putting some topical questions in there today. We always have one topical category called Have You Been Paying Attention? So that's one of your choices. Another one is A Pretty Good Friday. And the third one is Easter Munchies. Which one would you like, Daniel?
Let's go with Easter Munchies.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. If you get 8 points or more, you're going to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you. If only there was someone here who could tell you what's in that prize package.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, there is. And that's me, the prize man. We have, from Old Town Donut Shop, there's one in Florissant and one in Cottleville, a free dozen donuts.
They actually have donuts bigger than your sister. That's how big their donuts are.
We also have a $15 gift card to Stefanina's. Or Olympus Has Fallen, the movie. We have passes to go see.
This is that new, somebody took over the White House, terrorists take over the White House, and Gerard Butler has to save him as a rogue Secret Service agent.
Yes, so we have passes to see that at participating Werenberg Theaters.
It's a prize package worth well over
$1 million.
Now, of course, if you don't get to 8 points, if you get seven or less, Daniel, I will have to punish you. You know that's part of the game.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. The category is Easter Munchies. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Throats are cleared. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a National Confectioners Association survey, what part of a chocolate Easter bunny do 74% of American kids say you should eat first?
The head.
The ears. What is the most popular non-chocolate Easter candy?
Peeps.
Correct. Easter is one of the top four candy-eating holidays in the U.S. For 1 point each, name the other three.
Halloween, Christmas, and Valentine's Day.
You got them. What is the most popular flavor of jelly bean eaten at Easter time? Is it cherry, grape, or strawberry?
Cherry.
Correct. What food was originally associated with Easter because its twists resemble arms crossed in prayer?
Pretzels.
Pretzels is right. You got them all but the Easter bunny ears, and that's 14 points, and you're a winner, Daniel.
Wow.
Great, thank you.
Congratulations. I think that's the highest score we've had so far this month.
Yes.
And for that, you don't get anything as a bonus. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes while we meet contestant number two. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm just heading out to meet some friends and
I work for the best beer company in the world. So,
well, whatever you do, don't mention their name because most beer companies hate free commercial time.
Yeah, I mean Budweiser?
Yeah, they wouldn't like it. Don't do that.
I would never do that.
All right, Matt. We have you been paying attention? A pretty good Friday, or it's not April, but they are fools.
Shoot. Let's go with April.
Okay.
They are not fools.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Matt, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which band, which earned a Kennedy Center honor in December, had hits like Whole Lotta Love and Fool in the Rain?
Oh, pass.
Which member of the Friends cast starred in the 1997 movie Fools Rush In?
Oh, God, I never watched that show. Pass. Uh-oh.
Which classic rock band had only one number one song called What a Fool Believes?
Oh, God, no. I'm dead here. I'm dead in the water.
You can still win if I get the next two. Here's your four-pointer. Which Oscar-winning actress appeared in the movie Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Oh, wow. Gosh. Okay.
Here's your
with the last one.
Here's your five-pointer. Complete this phrase. Fools rush in.
Smart people run away.
Oh, you know what? That's incredibly wrong.
Wow.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Why do fools fall in love? Halle Berry. That's why. What a Fool Believes, the Doobie Brothers. Fools Rush In, Matthew Perry. Fool in the Rain, Led Zeppelin. Matt, that's our first goose egg of the month. I can tell you that.
No, it's an Easter egg.
Oh, it's an Easter egg. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, we have some special punishment music, and I'm glad we have at least one person getting punished. We may have others.
Oh, thanks.
But,
thank you.
Well, I have a little story to tell you.
Okay.
About 4 years ago, a guy by the name of Jose Martinez, not Jose Hernandez from the Frank Opinion Show, but Jose Martinez, went to Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and he went on the It's a Small World ride. And the ride broke down and got stuck in the goodbye room. I don't know what that is. I've never been on the ride. But while all the other passengers were evacuated, Jose, who's paralyzed, remained stuck on the ride for what must have seemed like an eternity because that stupid song kept playing on a loop. Not only is he in a wheelchair, Jose suffers from panic attacks and high blood pressure. He was half in the cave and half out. The music was blaring. And instead of calling firefighters to get him out of there, the Disneyland staffers waited for the ride to be fixed, which took 3 hours. Not only that, the entire time, Jose had to take a leak. It was absolute torture for him. So he sued Disneyland. This week, they settled with him for $8,000. And by the way, you can't sue us because I'm punishing you the same way they punished Jose.
Oh, thanks.
I've been on that ride a couple times.
Yes.
It's okay when you first get in line.
Yeah.
But then, like, the 80th time you hear the song.
Oh, yeah.
You pull your hair out.
Matt, it could go on like this for 3 hours. Remember, it can always be worse.
I poked my ears out. Thank you.
You know what? I wouldn't even bother committing suicide. I'd be committing homicide for all those people who did not get me out of that ride. 3 hours?
Yeah.
Cruel and unusual punishment. I'm sorry you didn't win, but have a great Easter weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now let's meet our next contestant. Tilt that towards me, would you please? Oh, it's Shane. Welcome to the show, Shane.
Hey, guys, I'm 11 p.m.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say hi and I love you to my wife, Rachel, my son, Ethan, and I work for the VA Medical Center, St. Louis.
Okay. You guys are having a tough time taking care of everybody there. I can't imagine how much paperwork goes on in that place every day.
We try our best.
I'm sure you are. Shane, we have you been paying attention? A pretty good Friday, or look, it's another topical one. No, really, have you been paying attention?
Let's go with have you been paying attention.
60 seconds on the clock. Shane, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV icon announced this week that she will retire next May after almost 60 years on the air?
Pass.
What nation did the U.S. send a couple of B-2 stealth bombers to fly over this week as a message to its neighbor?
South Korea.
Correct. Which actress announced this week that she will not run for a U.S. Senate seat from Kentucky?
Ashley Judd.
Correct. Which of these states did not have a U.S. senator come out in favor of gay marriage this week? Montana, Mississippi, or Missouri?
Missouri.
No, Claire McCaskill did. It was Mississippi. Who announced this week he's offering a $100,000 prize to anyone who creates a more pleasurable condom?
Pass.
You can't pass. Oh, you can go back to the TV icon who announced this week she'll retire next May after almost 60 years on the air.
I don't got that. What was the last question?
The condom.
You got me.
Yeah. Bill Gates is the one offering a $100,000 prize for somebody who can create a more pleasurable condom.
Well, that's fine.
while you're working on that, I will just point out, still no cure for cancer.
Yes.
I have to use trash bags.
Barbara Walters is the one who announced that she's going to retire next May, and all the men in America said, so what?
Yeah.
Let's see what happened here. You got the two and you got the three, and that's all, Shane. Oh, I'm sorry for you, but even sorry for those of us in the studio with headphones on, because I have to punish you again.
Okay.
And
it's very even, and I'm sorry, even. If it's all evil, bad, or things that we said, we are making you feel the sounds of the ocean.
Is that the Epcot version?
Yeah, they do all the different languages.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah, you go through different countries. Yeah, they're all the
you
kids
know,
are different.
In,
different
you know what?
Countries.
Hearing all those different countries makes me think this is a small world. After
that
all.
Is really painful, guys. You should go back to that, the Aquarius song.
Aquarius. Shane, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend. Kyle, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, welcome.
Tell me about Thank yourself you. With your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, it's a great Good Friday, and I'm glad to be married to a porn star wife.
Wow.
What's your name?
I'm not going to say.
Jenna Jameson.
Wow.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Why won't I'm curious now. I have to dive into this. Why won't you mention her name? Most people.
She's listening.
Well, most people like to hear their names mentioned on the radio, and even if she's listening, that's why you should mention it.
Teza is her name.
What is it?
Teza.
T-E-Z-A?
Yep.
Well, from what ethnicity is that?
She's just a regular old gal.
Teza.
Not apparently, according to the first description you gave us.
I don't think that's her real name.
Okay. Teza. There's a pun there, but let's just leave it there. I was going to say leave it where it lay, but we can't say that now.
No.
Kyle, you have a pretty good Friday, which I'm pretty sure is every day that ends in Y for you. Or you can have, no, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really, have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced this week that after this year's World Series, he's retiring from the baseball broadcast booth? In what country have protesters again hit the streets to denounce a national ban on dancing on Good Friday? Is it Germany, Ireland, or Italy?
Italy.
Germany, the home of fun. What is actress Tilda Swinton doing in a new exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City?
Sleeping.
In a plexiglass box, yes. Which state's legislature passed a bill this week allowing residents to eat roadkill? Is it Wyoming, Montana, or North Dakota?
Montana.
Correct. Which law enforcement group was Julia Pearson named the first woman to run this week?
Secret Service.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who announced after this year's World Series he's retiring from the baseball broadcast booth?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Are you thinking of Vin Scully?
Yes.
It's not correct. By the way, Joe Buck cried when he heard Tim McCarver is hanging it up after 17 years.
Really?
No. People who watch baseball across America actually went, yeah!
Yes.
Now somebody won't tell me that when the pitcher throws it to first base and it gets there before the runner, that's an out. Thank you, Dr. Obvious McCarver. Kyle, let's see how you did here. You got the 3, the 4, and the 5. My goodness, that's 12 points, and you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prize. And say hello to Teaser for me.
I will.
All right. Thank you very much. And now our final contestant. That's you, Glenn.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
It only takes a couple. Retired and loving it, Paul.
All right. Category left on the board here is a pretty good Friday. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state did both the movie and TV series Friday Night Lights take place?
Tennessee.
Texas. Complete this line from the Beatles song Lady Madonna. Friday night arrives...
without a suitcase.
Correct. Which U.S. city was home to the first TGI Fridays restaurant? Dallas, New York, or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
New York in 1965. For 2 points each, who played the mother and daughter in the 2003 remake of Freaky Friday?
No clue.
What's the name of the camp where the movie Friday the 13th takes place?
Again, no clue.
Well, I'll take a guess here. You got a few seconds. Mother,
had my son out here with me.
Mother and daughter, 2003 remake of Freaky Friday. I will tell you, for one of the women, is every day is a freaky day. The freaky one is Lindsay Lohan as the daughter, and the mother was Jamie Lee Curtis. And Friday the 13th takes place at Camp Crystal Lake. Glenn, you got the one and the two, and that's all. 3 points, which means, unfortunately, you also have to be punished today. Official apology on behalf of the management of KTRS to everyone who will not be able to get this freaking song out of your head for the next, oh, I'm going to go 96 hours. So here it is again. Glenn, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great Easter weekend.
Yeah, he hung up. And he bailed.
Yeah.
Cheater.
That is how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.